Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Tes. We are up to Siv Ches. We're in the middle of page 550. The Mechaber says in Siv Ches, "Im yirtze yishlach ha'eruv ayidei shaliach." If a person wants to place an eruv, but he doesn't want to go there himself, he can send a shaliach and make an eruv through a shaliach. V'yomar, and the shaliach should say, "Bezeho eruv yehi ploni mutter lelech." With this eruv, so and so who sent me should be mutter to walk. As long as the shaliach is not going to be a chereshot of a katan, or someone who's not masking to the concept of eruvin, v'im shlocho ayidei chereshot of a katan, or ovei kochavim, or echad she'enu mode be'eruv, eino eruv, and if one sent as a shaliach, the chereshot of a katan, or a goy, or someone who's not mode to eruvin, then it's not a good eruv. However, v'im omar la'achir la'kablo mimenu, but if a person asked a regular Yisrael to receive the Erev, Ushlocho Ayidei Echad Me'elu, but he sent it to the Shaliach through the hands of one of these people mentioned before, Va'afilu Shalocho Alapil Alakof, or even if he sent it to his Shaliach on an elephant or on a monkey, V'ra Me'rachok She'giyah Sham Unesanalo, and he saw from afar that this person or this animal reached the final destination, the shaliach, and gave it to him, have a eruv, then it is a good eruv, afal pi shelo ra'a she'nicho ha'acher. Even though you didn't see the shaliach, the final person putting it down as an eruv, it's still going to be good. The chazaka shaliach osa shlichusa, we have a chazaka that a shaliach does his shlichus. V'chein rabim she'nishtatfu be'eruvei tchumen, and so too, if you have a bunch of people that join together in an Erev Tchumen, v'rotzel v'shloch eruvam bi'aracher, and they want to send the Erev through someone else, harei elu mishalchin, they can also send their Erev through a shaliach. Says the Mishavruas of Katan Mem Aleph, you cannot make a chere shot of a katan, your shaliach for Erev Tchumen, mishum delav b'nei deyaninu, because these are considered people that don't have das, v'lo alime l'mikne shvisa, and therefore they're not strong enough, they don't have enough das to acquire shvisa for someone else. V'afilu omeid v'roa me'rachok shemanichim sham b'mokom shetzivam. Even if you see from afar that they did the ma'isa you asked them to do and they placed down the eruv in the proper place, it's still not going to work. Because the reason why they're not good is not because we don't trust they're going to do it. It's because, like we said before, they're not b'nei deya, and therefore they're not able to acquire shvisa. Ma'she'enkein be'eruvei chatzeros, which is not the case when it comes to an eruv chatzeros, there you can use a katan to collect your eruv chatzeros. D'shom ha'ikur humasha mikabetz mikulam, because there the ikur is that which you gather from everyone. Va'idei zeh misar v'nyachad, and through that they join together. Lochein mahani gam alidei katan, therefore it works even through a katan. Here by Erev Tchum, we're trying to accomplish much more than an Erev Chatzeros. They were just joining together the bread, so a katan's able to do it. But over here, we're trying to be Kodesh Shvisa. You need a certain level of das, and a Chayr Shad of katan don't have that das. Sif katan men bay is another person who's not good, is one who is Eino Moda be'erev, Kegon Ovde Gilulu Mutzdukim. For example, a guy or a tzduki who doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat, uchagavna, or someone similar, the shemelo yanichum sham. There, the concern is not a lacking of das, but we don't necessarily know that they're going to do it because maybe they're not going to put it down there. And even if you're standing from afar and you're watching and they do put it down, it's still not going to help. The shemelo hinichum l'shem eruv, because maybe when they put the eruv down, it wasn't done l'shem eruv. Sivkatan mem gimel. But we did say that if you sent it through a chere shot of a katan or ovi gachavim or echad she'enu mode be'eruv, it is not an eruv, not even b'diavid. Says the Mishabura, va'afilu im acheresh hahu hu shomeya ve'enu medaber. Even if this cheresh is someone who actually hears, he just can't speak. He's really just a mute. The ba'alma hu kepikeh l'chodvarav, in general, he would be considered a regular person. He would be considered a pikeach. Mistabru the hacha lo mahani. It's logical to say over here when it comes to Erev Tchumen, it wouldn't help. The hacha halo ba'inon shiomer b'feirish. Because here by Erev Tchumen, we learned that you have to say it explicitly. The bezeha eruv yamuter leploni lahalecha. Through this eruv, so and so should be allowed to walk. The amira ma'akev, and as we said last year, the amira is ma'akev when you're being ma'arev with pas or any other food. Ukumosha gastavnu ba'oslam ezayin v'hu eino yochel adaber, and since he's not able to speak, even though he can hear and he's considered a pikeach, he won't be good because he has to speak to get this job done. Now, if you look at the Be'er Halacha, the Ramaskal, the Yomer Bezeha Erev Yeploni, so the Be'er Halacha says, the Ha'amira Ma'akiv, like we just saw in the Mishabura, the Amira is Ma'akiv, Vim Omer Bal Habayis. But if instead of the Shaliach doing the speaking on behalf of the Balabayas, the Balabayas did the speaking himself, and he said, Bezeha Pasha Menia Shluchi, with this bread that my Shaliach is putting down, La'eruv, for an Eruv, Eya Mutter Lahalich, I should be allowed to walk, Mimokom Ploni Alpayim Lakorua, from that place, 2,000 Amos, Gam Kemani, that also would help. So you don't necessarily, says the Be'er Halacha, have to have the Shaliach doing the Dibur on behalf of the Mishaleach. The Mishaleach could do the Dibur himself. The Kaf HaChaim says, according to that, then one who hears and can't speak would be an okay Shaliach, because there the speaking is not Ma'akev, because the Shaliach is not doing the speaking, the Mishaleach is doing the speaking. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if Katan Mem Dalet, if all these people, or any of these people are going to be the Shluchim, it's Eino Eruv, V'nishar Al Tchum Beso, and the sender, the Mishaleach, will remain with the Tchum of his Bayis, V'kanal B'simin Tov Ches, like we said earlier, that if your Eruv does not work out as planned, you get the Tchum Beso. Sivkotan ben hey, if you didn't make one of these people that are lacking das into the shaliach, you just made them the messenger to give it to the shaliach, who's a regular person who's going to put down the eruv for you. Lekablo mimenu ulahanicho l'shem eruv. You asked the other Yisrael to receive it from them and to put it down as an eruv. Sivkotan ben vavu shalacho rotzalomar sha'amar lahem sheyolichu l'adam ahu. You just told this middleman, the cheresh of the katan or the guy, to deliver it to the other person. Sivkotan ben zayim v'ro. And you saw that they actually delivered it. The ilav hachi, because if that wasn't the case, that you saw that the delivery happened, Amrinam, we say, maybe they never reached him. So we said in the Mechaber, you saw from far away, shehigiyasham unesanolo. So zakta mishabura, ayin be'er halacha. So if you look in the be'er halacha, the v'maskal unesanolo, he points out, hinei mechaber heretik zeh milushon hatur. The Mechaber is taking this language from the Tur, the Mashma, the Tzorotavka, Shiyira, Shinosanlo, that you have to see not only that the middleman reached the Shaliach, but he also actually gave it to him. Avol Mishar Poskim, the Rambam, Rashi, Rabbeinu Yohanan, the Riaz, the Avodas HaKodesh, Mevur, the Bezesh, Rosh, Yegi, Esl, Sagi. All you need to see is that he actually reached the destination. The Mitam, Chazoko, Shliach, Osa, Shlichoso, Amrinan, through this Chazoko, that a Shliach does his Shlichos, we say, Shebevadai, Kibel, Mimenu, Vinyach, Hashem, Eruv. For sure, the receiver actually got it and put it l'shem eruv v'chein muchal lehedim l'shon hashas, and that's clear also from the Gemara. The makshev v'dilma lo shakil min, maybe he never took it from him. Umeshani, the Gemara answers chazak shliach osa shlichuso umuchach. It is clear the mitam ze amrina de bevadai shakil minay. So there we have it. Although the mechaber said that you saw from afar that he reached there and gave it to him, but many rishonim say all you need is that you see that he reached there. The fact that he gave it to him is not necessary for you to see. We have a chazaka that the shaliach osa shlichuso, and he took it from that middleman. Sivkata mem tes. Then it will be an eruv. Fidavko shehaacher hiftiach lo b'feirah sheyikablo v'yanichu l'shem eruv b'shvilo. This whole thing is going to work if the ultimate receiver, meaning the shaliach, guaranteed the sender explicitly that he will receive it from the middleman and he will place it down as an eruv on behalf of the sender. Aval im shosaklo, but if the end receiver is quiet and doesn't give him that guarantee, lo aminu bazeh chazaka she'asa shlichus. So we don't say there's a chazaka he's going to do shlichus, because never was maskim to the shlichus. He didn't say anything. That wouldn't be good. Sivkata nun the chazaka that a shliach osha shlichuso. Zakta mishabura v'dafka bazeh shu isad rabbanon. Dafka in this case, where all we're considering over here, if it's messed up, would be an isad rabbanon. Then some chinam ha-chazaka zo. Then we rely on the idea of a chazaka shliach osa shlichuso. Aval be'isr daraisa, but if it would involve an isr daraisa, ein som chin al-chazaka zo lohokel kiim lahachmer. Then we would not rely on the chazaka shliach osa shlichuso to be lenient, only to be machmer. A case of being machmer is someone made a shliach to marry him off to an isha, to be a kaddish and isha for him, and then the shliach dies. So there, since it would be an isr daraisa, will have to be concerned lahachmir that Shiach was a shechusa and he actually did marry her off, and he would have to give her a get. The yesh omer to those who say no, dafilu beisa daraisa, even if it involves an isa daraisa, heicha sheyesh milchshala mishaleach, where there will be a stumbling block for the sender in lo yaseh shlichuso, if the shlichus is not accomplished, v'hu yachshov she'asa shlichuso, and he's going to think the shlichus was done. Kigon hacha, for example, over here, somchin ala chazakot asa shlichuso. The kigon hacha is not going on the daraisa. The kigon hacha is just going on a situation that the person might stumble because he's going to think you did a shlichus if he didn't do it. So that's the kigon hacha. But the Yesh Omrim says, even if it would be involving an isur daraisa, which is not our case, still we would be somchin ala chazaka da'asha shichuso. Ukeshiyadina sha'asa shichuso. If we know that the shliach did a shlichus, v'raksha safig shemashina, we just are concerned that maybe he changed from the actual shlichus. He did the general shlichus. Maybe he changed a little bit. Luku yama arminan devadai lo shina. According to everyone, we would say in that case, for sure he didn't change. Sivkotan nun aleph. So we said that the rabbim that nishtatfu be'iruvei tchumen and they want to send their eruv in the hands of someone else, harei l'mashalchen, they can do it. V'tzoruch ha-shaliach lomer b'shas ha-nochas ha-eruv, and the shaliach has to say the time of the placement of the eruv. B'zeh eruv yeh mutaren leila kolos and anoshim sh'nishtatfu be'eruv. The same way when one person sends a shaliach, we said in the beginning of the sif, the shaliach has to say that I'm putting this eruv down on behalf of the mishaleach. So here also, even if it's a group of people, he has to say he's putting it down for all these people. But based on what we saw in the Bir Halacha, if the senders would all say it themselves, the chora would accomplish the same thing as well. Says the Mechaber of Adis of Tes, Echad o rabim sha'amru le'echad, one or a group of people said to one person, say orev aleinu, go and make an eruv for us, ve'eruv aleihem, and he made an eruv for them, be'ezer ruach sharatza, in whatever direction he wanted, he chose his own direction. Hayreze eruv, that is a good eruv. The yotzimbo, and their yotze with that, they can go out with that. Sharei lo yichadu lo ruach. Since they did not specify a direction, he chose a direction on his own. That's going to be chal. That will be a good eruv. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katanim Beis. Sharei lo yichadu lo ruach, because they did not designate and specify direction. Therefore, we say the mistama nichaluhu beizer ruach shi arev. Mistama, it was good for them, whichever direction he'll choose to make the eruv. The afim lo nizvada lahem acha chasecha have eruv. And even if it doesn't become known to them which direction he made the eruv, then it's still going to be a good eruv. The igloi milsa the meikara kana shvisa. Because when they find out, it's revealed retroactively that from the beginning they were kana shvisa in that direction. Omnam nira, however, it appears the imhaya yadua la hashaliach. If it was really known to the shaliach, if the shliach really knew the mishaleach wanted a certain direction, even though he didn't explicitly specify which direction, but you really knew it, then it's not going to help if the shliach goes and chooses another direction. Even if it ends up working out and the mishaleach wants to go in the direction that the shliach did it, but if the shaliach messed up because he really knew the direction the mishaleach wanted and he did it in the wrong direction, so then even if the mishaleach wants to tap into that eruv that was done incorrectly, he cannot, because that eruv is not good. One more sif, let's see sif yud. Ha'omer l'chaveru arev li b'tmarim. A person said to his friend, make an eruv for me with dates, ve'eruv ala b'grogros, and he made an eruv with figs, or b'grogros ve'eruv ala b'tmarim, where he said grogros and he used tmarim, or amar lo hanach eruv li b'migdal, where he said, place my eruv in the cabinet, v'hinicho b'shovach, and he placed it in a dove coat, or b'shovach v'hinicho b'migdal, he changed the location of where the eruv was being placed, or b'bayis v'hinicho b'aliyah, you said house, and he put it in the second floor, Ba'aliyah v'nichol b'bayis, you said second floor, he put it in the first floor. All of these cases where the shaliach changed from what the mishaleach told him, eino erev, it is not good. Avolim omer lo arev alai stam. If he just said, make an erev for me stam, the erev alav, and he made an erev for him, bein b'grogros, bein b'tmarim, whether he used figs or dates, bein b'bayis, bein b'aliyah, whether he put it in the house or he put it on the second floor, hareiz the erev, again, if he doesn't specify, so whatever the shaliach does is going to be okay. Says the mishabura sekatan and gimel. So we said that if you say arev alai b'tmarim, the ein chiluk ben erev mishal mashaleach o mishal shaliach, it doesn't matter whether the shaliach is using the fruit of the sender or of himself, b'chol gavni havek peida. In all cases, the sender is makbid. The ein chal hashlichos, and the shlichos is not chal if you use the wrong food item. Sevkotun and dal ben migdal v'nicho b'shovach, he told you to put it in the migdal, and you put in the shovach, afilu shtem krovin, even if they're both close by, o shtem rechokim, or they're both far away, still they're not good. The Amrinu, because we say the kan daito lanua b'Shabbos v'lo b'makom acher. This is where he wanted to rest on Shabbos and not another place. So you did it wrong. Meila eino eruv sheshino midas mishalchol. You change from the das of the mishaleach. V'akara shlichos meila. You uproot the shlichos. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Hashem in the next year with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.